Everyone, and welcome to episode 296 of the 8-Bit Geek. Are you new to the show? Well, welcome. Glad to have you. Now strap on your thinking cap and let me confuse you on explaining this, what the show is like. It's a lot like trying to get a deal on Shark Tank. You know, you go in there with a ton of confidence, you make your pitch, and you think everyone's just eating it up. Then the questions come, you know? Some you can answer, some you can't. Your evaluation is all over the place and your product breaks during the demo. You're left with zero deals and broken dreams. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who once tried to pitch basketballs that don't bounce on Shark Tank.
It was more like basket... Well, here, Doug was the brains behind the creation. Doug, why did you think creating basketball that wouldn't bounce work? I just was the money man.
He was the money man, but it was because I had laryngitis that week. So the reason why we didn't get it funded or whatever is because Kev did the pitch. As you can see, it went very well.
So what is the purpose of this? And also, I like how Kev's like, I'm the money man, yet he's on Shark Tank to get money.
Well, you got to have a middle money man. You see what I'm saying? So what, you had enough money to at least get the trip to Shark Tank.
So what was the idea behind the ball? What do you do with it?
It's 2018, man. We just needed a new ball.
Yeah. You know, we wanted basketball to be a little more like dangerous, because that's what people love, right? You love violence on TV.
That's true.
So the new basketball weighs 35 pounds.
So. Yeah, and no nipples, because you know, sex is wrong, but violence is cool. Yeah, so no nipples on this basketball.
I mean,
we thought about it.
There's no nipples on any balls, Kev, in any sport. So,
oh yeah, shuttlecock.
That's a game in itself.
It's called a Nerf ball. It's not. Those are not. No,
they don't weigh 35 pounds.
That would be a heavy ass Nerf. That's so, like when you have that Nerf ball and it's spongy and it drops into a bunch of water.
So yeah, we were thinking that it would make basketball even like a more popular sport, having to watch these tall dudes both pass and dunk said ball.
Now
now you've got, it's a little bit more dangerous.
So essentially, you've taken hockey and football and mixed them together.
And a little bit of bowling.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
So it didn't pass.
Yet. No. I mean, we're just gotta make some adjustments, like getting it to bounce.
Is it like a medicine ball? Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. That's what the prototype was, essentially. It was just a medicine ball the size of a basketball.
You see, we were playing this game called Golf with Friends, and there's a special mode where you can change the shape of the ball and the way it bounces, and we never got the ball in the hole.
So you thought that was a good idea and be like, hey, let's recreate this.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And then we were also very stoned and watching, what was that show on MTV, the Celebrity Deathmatch, and we were laughing hysterically at the people just being like, smashed and you know, ripped apart, and we thought, man, this is what sells good TV. And so that was part of the inspiration also, because they're bringing Celebrity Deathmatch back. Mm-hmm. And so we knew, like, if this could make mm-hmm. a comeback, then this sport has a chance.
Yeah,
well, I guess,
and now if that doesn't work out, we have a backup plan.
I guess they didn't see your vision.
No,
not this time. We got our second idea.
Mark Cuban apparently makes a lot of money off of a basketball team. Who fucking knew?
Who knew?
Yeah, it would have been like insider knowledge or something.
Yeah, so he didn't see it. So,
well, if you like what you're hearing so far, and this is your first time, there's only more to come. So subscribe to us over on Audio Boom. They're our sponsor. They pay for the airwaves. We appreciate them so much. If you don't want to head over to Audio Boom, you can always check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio, and any anywhere else that you can find a podcast, we're there. You can also follow us on the Twitters and the Facebooks over at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, every Monday night, we record live on Twitch, where you can come in, watch the show instead of listening, and be a part of the chat. Yay! Now, if you can't make a Monday show, and you're like, I still want to interact with everybody, where is everybody? Well, then you can head on over to Discord, and you can make friends there. You could just type it up and be like, hey, everybody. My name's Cool Screen Name Guy.
What?
And you can say hi to us.
Great. Now somebody's going to really make that name.
And you can say hi to us. You can say make some new friends. Play some games with people. I know that a lot of people are playing Smash right now in the community. So
yes,
get on there. Let's see what else we got. You can listen to other shows on the network, of course. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas, Drop Kicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts coming back soon. And of course, we have Patreon. If you'd like to support the show in any way, then you can do so. You can head over to Patreon. We have different options for you. We have a $1 option that just says, hey, we're going to read out your name. Thanks for the dollar a month. We've got a $5 option that says, oh, buddy, we're going to give you pre-show, post-show, and a whole bunch of other content that comes down the pipeline for that $5 a month. And then we've got the $10 tier. And that $10 tier is where you get the daily show. We have more and more people tuning in every single week for the daily show. It is totally worth it. Every day, I say that we make a 15-minute episode every day, but it's really like 30 to an hour. That's what we're giving you, essentially, because we don't know how to shut up. So
that's true.
We have a couple other tiers other than that, too, but Patreon is a great place to go to get more content from us while supporting us at the same time. Do you want to see us reach our goals? Well, help us help you with Patreon. All right.
Also, real quick, before we move on, if you have a... If we've had some people who have had issues seeing the show update, even though they give $10, make sure that you have updated your account, because we used to not have a $10 donation like tier. Mm-hmm. And Patreon recently has made it a more tier-based system instead of just a total dollar amount. So if you donated $10 when there was but are listening to the $5 tier because the next tier was like $25, go change that to the $10 tier. That's why it's not showing up. It doesn't matter if you already give 10, you need to be signed up under that tier.
Yeah.
So just go update your account. It's super easy. You just select 10 and put 10 back in. You know, it's super easy.
I updated that today because I give 40 a month. I put mine, you can choose $10 tier, but then you can edit your donation, or you could do $25 tier, whatever you're doing. But you have to select a tier in order to get that content. Mine was all locked out, so I updated it today. I was wondering why I wasn't getting emails.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I get 41 a month, so.
It's 41 a month?
41, Bob!
I was just going to say, like, it used to be based on the dollar amount. Like, when we would select how to post things, it would be, you know, $5 and up or whatever, or $10 and up. But now you literally have to go in and say tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, get this content or, you know, whatever. So it's whatever. Just make sure you go update that, because we know that we've gotten some emails and stuff from people who are having issues. So just make sure your shit is up to date.
That's right.
Please do.
All right, let's get into the meat and the potatoes of this show. It's called Misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the Misconnections section of Craigslist, read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
We just got a live update from Random Hero. He says, I just updated to the $10 tier. I'm going to listen to the diner all day tomorrow. There you go.
Nice. Yeah, Random was, in fact, one of the people who's having issues hearing the stuff, so I'm glad that he got that taken care of. Thanks, Random. Hope you enjoy the show, because now you've got like 4 weeks of stuff to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
So...
All right. Clep. Sorry, I don't know the names, but the guy in the middle's beard is slacking a little.
Hey, by the way, thanks for the follow there, Clep.
Yeah, thanks, Clep. I'm Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Our names are right there.
Yeah.
Right. And we all are awesome. Yeah. Before Voltron.
Mm-hmm. So for the listeners, we were pointing at our names on the stream. It's very hard to like, oh yeah, people are listening at home later.
Ow.
That's a, right here.
Yeah. I can have a beard, but we like to tear it off, you know, like I have the shortest, then Doug, and then Kevin. It's kind of, you know, when we stand in a line, it looks cool. That's why we do it like that.
That's true.
All right. Every week, we've been doing this bit war thing on Twitch, and whoever gives the most bits gets to choose what voice that we do and from who. So this week, let's see here. Random Hero actually donated the most last week, and so he chose Doug to do Cartman from South Park,
which I've never heard Doug even attempt it.
Ah, shit! That's my Cartman.
Yeah, no, it's. Oh, I was fucking. I was watching South Park like earlier. I mean, it's a little more up here.
You just sound Maggie.
Kidding. I don't know, right?
I mean, I think of that scene in basketball. Oh.
There you go, right? When he's talking to his mom.
There you go. There you go.
Also, the Christmas album was another way to remember it. I'm
sailing away.
Yeah. So, this is terrible. I fucking hate this voice. it's not fair because even they use effects to modulate their voice to make it high enough, but I can't.
You'll get there. Just cup your balls.
Okay. let me just flick my nuts real quick. okay, the first one. Oh shit. Okay. Let me share. It looks like someone's getting cut off for me. There we go. All right. This is fuck. Cartman sucks.
We finally stumped Doug.
I tried to do Trump like a couple weeks ago. It's just this is one of those. It's just
Doug. I can hear it,
but I don't think I can do it.
There's a lot of things that we can't do here on the 8-Bit Geek.
But we like to focus on the things we can do. Mm-hmm.
And I believe that you can do this.
Yes.
I'm just trying to think of how he talks when he's not being a whiny bitch. Yeah. Because that's how it's been like the last few seasons. He hasn't been so. Like,
hey, guys. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Hey.
Just quote him. Practice first. What are some good quotes?
Beefcake.
No, but right, it's all him like yelling and stuff.
Talk about the coon.
I had sex with your mom.
I know. Hold on, I'm pulling up my iTunes library because I know I've got some stuff in here. South Park, and you, the listeners at home will be able to hear it. But
we should have done this in the pre-show.
Well, I forgot that I was doing this, and it's not in our notes. 5 seconds. And yeah,
I texted you guys yesterday the voices you're doing.
No, you told us.
Oh, yeah, I told you when we recorded a show.
That shouldn't count. I'm not awake. Who's awake?
Yeah, six in the morning.
You got this, man.
Basically, Brendan.
Hold on. I'm just going to, just real quick. Just... Okay, sorry. This is for the people.
Dead air. Coming and swinging around me.
It's like a musician saying, play me an A.
I know. This is so difficult for him. Although I do enjoy watching him struggle a little bit. You don't get to see that too often.
Never. Yeah. Take this one in, Internet.
Yeah. I'm just drinking it up.
And this I have a man seeking supermodel. 31. It's not good. Allow me to describe myself. I'm fat. Or as my mom would call me, Big Bone. Unemployed because I'm in fourth grade. Incapable of intelligent or even interesting conversations.
My face resembles Lon Chaney, unmasked from Phantom of the Opera. Consult the photo below if you're not familiar. I'm overly sensitive. I have no sense of humor.
This is not him anymore. I don't know what this is.
Keep going. I'd say that's good.
I'm kind of a bummer to be around. Just ask my friends Kyle and Stan. And I fathered 7 children, none of who, which I speak to.
God damn, Eric, you've been busy.
But Mr. Hankey and all of his children are all mine.
No, it's Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, well, that was the mom, right? I'm looking for a girl with a perfect body, hair, teeth, etc. Must be educated. Perhaps a physicist. And mustn't be shallow. Seriously. I hate dating a person. Is this asking too much? Come on, Craigslist. Work with me here.
Sean on helium. That's pretty much what it is, right? Ugh.
All right. Mine is pretty short and sweet. But
just like you.
Oh, yeah, girl. Mine is Thor, but I will do it as Star-Lord doing Thor, as discussed. Fat and sad. Woman for man. 44.
What the hell?
You only want me when I'm thin. That's it.
That's it. Thanks for coming by, Chris Hemsworth. Your check's in the mail. That's why we need Patreon, because we just bankrupted getting Chris Hemsworth on the show.
All right, Kev, you're up.
Oh, wait, was that Chris Pratt then? We got one of the Chris's on, and it basically bankrupted us. All right, speaking of bankrupted people. Hey, everybody. What's going on there? It's Fry Gary. Yeah, don't all get crazy at once.
Whoa.
You remember me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Might watch my show, 8-Bit Saga.
It's not your show.
I'm starring on it.
You're in one episode.
I'm in 3 episodes.
You're in one episode, and it doesn't get reruns.
Doesn't. I'm on syndication.
Just get to it.
Oh, my misconnection. Well... You, me, and the magical narwhal. This is a male for women. I'm faking the funk here. It's 666 think tank. Don't know what that means, but I'd slap some buffalo bantha butter sauce on that and just eat it right up. Now we're straight up zening on a Friday night, the 19th.
Straight up zening.
Space time.
Fucking zening.
Oh, you know what zening is?
Please explain.
It's this thing where you do where you take this you take your necklace and you just kind of rub it on a stranger's face and then you just keep walking away, just like not acknowledging anything afterwards, and hopefully the cops didn't see you, the space cops.
No, that's not.
You see people in the hood now.
I'm sorry?
People in the hood now.
What?
Yeah.
And we just lost our fan base.
I've been hanging. All right, well, let me get back to my little thing here. And we saw a shorty cutting a rug. What the hell? We saw a shorty cutting a rug with the sharpness of 1,000 battleths. The hell was I drinking? Must have had some neuter shooters. You, now you are a Greek princess by the name Antonia. Me, well, I'm the handsome lad with the body of a Minotaur and the moves of a Freddie Mercury. Space Freddie Mercury, that is. You saw my pirouette as I helped you pick your jaw up off the floor, and you were all like, oh, snap, brother's got swagger. You know I do.
Got swagger.
I took my glasses off my eyes and put them on the back of my head, and then our eyes met. Our body is intertwined. Then you went to the bathroom. I hope you washed your hands, because I sure didn't. Respect. Magically, You returned so that you can continue to grope my large pectorals. Had them implanted in. As we danced like savage animals. To the band, Savage Animals. Damn, Shorty. You know what to do. Do not F this one up. If you contact me, I promise to play you all the cuts from my favorite Genuine CD while we freak. Only 90s kids will get this. 2390s. I might even feed you a shellfish. That is, only if you aren't vegan. I also hope that you don't get hives. Did I mention there would be Cavassier? Face Cavassier, that is. I'm one of the sexiest men on this in this planet and the universe, really. Better than Marky, I'll tell you that.
Fuck you.
Whoa, Jeremy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that Jeremy?
Jeremy, I thought we were best buds.
Oh, my bad. You keep going, buddy.
Okay. Probably just a weird cough or something. Now, did I mention I'm one of the sexiest men on the planet? And will remain to do so until the day I die. Just know that, Antonia. Yours truly, Fry Gary. Hashtag flavor space.
You know, it's not very often that I get enjoyment out of Fry Gary. And this definitely was not one of those times did. Either. Oh, man. So, let's get into the rest of the show, shall we? In the top box office, Ralph Breaks the Internet took the top spot. Jesus, it was a weak box office this week.
Yeah, it was a shitty weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$16 million takes the top spot, man. And so three weeks in a row, Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's got a total of $141 million. I can't believe The Grinch has made more. It's hit $223 million.
Holiday movie. Yeah. Been out 5 weeks versus 3 weeks. Mm-hmm.
That'll get a sequel.
The yeah, Grinch 2, The Grinchening.
It probably will.
Let's see. Let's get into some news. So here's something, guys. The past will catch up, I guess, as Kevin Hart was asked to host. He was announced to host the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me why in his career of more than what, 10, 15 years now that he's been a comedian slash actor. Very successful in huge tentpole movies. Why is it that when he's asked to host the Oscars, that's when somebody got offended at something he said 10 years ago in one of his stand-up routines?
And tweets.
And tweets.
It's kind of the same thing to going back to, you know, James Gunn. Mm-hmm. But also... I've been seeing a lot of tweets about this story in particular and stuff where the tweets and stuff that are in question are not, how did they put it? That they weren't necessarily like part of his stand. You know what I mean? Like he was trying to make it seem like it was a joke, mm-hmm. but it wasn't, and he's talking about he hopes he never has a gay son, and he would beat the shit out of his son if his son came out as gay, mm-hmm. and how there's a lot of people in that community that obviously don't find that funny, especially since he has never done anything to make himself like an ally and stuff, because there's been a lot of people also that have been posting stuff, like Nick Cannon posted all this like retweets of like other like female comedians and stuff like making gay jokes and stuff, mm-hmm. but it's people, you know, that you know have done a lot and been very vocal for marriage equality and stuff like that, and their whole thing is like, we know that they are allies and that they are friends and that those are jokes coming from them, whereas he has never positioned himself to actually give a shit about gay people, and that his jokes, or even if they are just jokes, come off more like threatening, especially the stuff about beating his son, mm-hmm. and stuff of being gay. And that's where the problem came in. It's not necessarily like this is a new thing, because he was asked about it years ago and he refused mm-hmm. to apologize for it. And Which again, you don't. I mean, like that's the, you know, if you don't want to apologize, but at the same time, if you don't want to, because he apologized later when they asked him
to step down from hosting.
Yeah, because at that point, that's when it became a big deal about the things that he said. But I mean, yeah, I've had a lot of
what it says
like,
here in the article stuff
talk about just, it over the last few days.
I was just gonna say, well, it's just like what it says in the article here is that he says, "I chose to pass on the apology." 39-year-old actor comedian said in yet another Instagram video, "The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the old days of or the days of old when I've moved on and I'm in a completely different place in my life." So it's like I think he's just tired of apologizing for it when he's already kind of taking the heat for it back then.
And I get that. Like you haven't done anything for that side of the community. But at the same time, we're talking about a tweet that's 10 years old. And also,
a lot of change.
We talked about it with the whole James Gunn thing. It's just like people do change. Like it's almost like us saying something. I'm so glad we don't grow up in the era that like is right now, because of the shit that we would have said in our youth to be held against us, like holy shit,
it still can be as we're seeing.
It can be still, but like you know, the shit that you say as a joke and you didn't mean any harmful by it, I guess when you do, but I guess that's the idiot thing to do, right? Is like to put it on a tweet, put it out on the internet to thinking that it won't hurt you later on.
Once again, though, I mean, 10 years ago, didn't think anything of it. I mean, statuses, all that shit. It's like nobody thought about it because it wasn't a big deal back then, I guess.
Or those that did think about it didn't feel that they had a place to complain
about.
Yeah,
there wasn't a big voice for that for those people as well back at 10 years ago. 10 years ago, we would have just been like, "Oh, shut up." You know, F-word.
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, cuz again, I've seen a lot of people in the chat where it's like, well, it's not my problem if you get offended by a joke, but they need to get over it and they need to grow a thick skin. But like, man, that's the problem. Like it's tough with comedy, especially because comedy is such a, been about stepping on toes and pushing boundaries.
Right, exactly.
But at the same time, you know, it's why white comedians can't say the N-word and stuff, or are not, you know, like some can, but it all depends on how you live your life and how you have lived your life, you know, and whatnot. It's just the I would say the gay community did not feel that Kevin Hart has at any point in time like helped them out or anything like that in any way, that he has any sort of right to make those sort of jokes, and them should feel comfortable with it and like let it go. But again, there are other comedians that can, that they do, because that's just how it is. I mean,
yeah, but that's like that. I mean, you can't just give someone a pass because they retweeted you once, right? Like if you're going to treat someone, if there's a standard, you can't hold somebody to one standard and then hold somebody else to another standard.
That's the difference between him and James Gunn, though, is that James Gunn has done things in the last 10, 15 years that have separated himself from how he was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Like, make a good argument.
He did apologize for those tweets. He did delete those tweets. He has done things to help, you know, the those communities and stuff that he either may have hurt with those jokes, but also, I mean, like, you know, he's making like pedophilia jokes and stuff, but that was just terrible, shitty, crude, gross humor. I mean, like, but that's where the difference is. I mean, again, I'm talking on behalf of the people, again, who like friends of mine that I've seen tweet about it and like, you know, retweet other like gay comedians and stuff that are like, this is the problem with Kevin Hart's jokes. Like, it's whatever he apologized for, whatever, but like he is, it's like when Kramer said the N-word at that comedy show.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was lashing out at somebody, but at the same time, like he hasn't really recovered from that instance.
Oh yeah. That was career suicide.
Yeah. And because it doesn't matter, he's a comedian, and he was trying, you know, he was trying to defuse a situation and like come back at these people that were like heckling him and whatnot. But at the same time, like, dude, you don't get to say that word. Like, that's not, doesn't matter that you're a comedian. It doesn't matter that you're trying to push boundaries. Like, there are faux pas in just general. And that's the thing with Kevin Hart, is that they don't feel that he has earned that right to be able to say those things and joke about those things. Again, especially with the beating of a gay son, like that is, and when there are kids out there who are can't feel that they can come out mm-hmm. because they are worried about their safety.
Yeah. It's a good argument. One that we're just reporting on it. We don't, it'll be talked about and debated for many, many years to come, I'm sure.
No. I'm okay with them not choosing Kevin Hart because I don't think Kevin Hart's that funny.
I don't either.
Neither are the Oscars, really. I mean, when yeah. do the Oscars ever
but
that?
He has a shtick and it's good for like 15 minutes. It's good in like movies when he's not the main character. Like mm-hmm. Jumanji, mm-hmm. great.
Yeah. Yep.
Really funny. But it was because he was just a part of the ensemble cast. But like
you want shots of Kevin Smith. You don't want a whole beer of him. You know? You just want a little
Kevin Smith?
Did I say Kevin Smith?
Yeah, I was like, I'll take a whole Kevin Smith.
No, I want to take shots with Kevin Smith. You want little shots of Kevin Hart. You know, you don't want the whole bottle.
Gonna say if you have Kevin Smith host the Oscars, you'll never see an award. He'll just be up there doing like QA, yeah. just answering one question, listen, 3 hours.
Listen. What did somebody ask? What did somebody need? Oh, you need a handkerchief? I've got a story for you. Well, this one time,
wow. And that person there is like still standing there with like their like a bloody nose or something.
My feet hurt.
Like, I just need a handkerchief.
I just
please.
Need it, please.
4 hours later, like they've bled out. But yeah, I mean, we've talked about before that there's that clip of him on Fallon with Robert Irwin.
Redford.
Whatever.
No. Redford.
Steve Irwin's kid. So Robert Irwin. And it's Robert's just sitting there trying to like show them these cool animals and stuff. And Kevin Hart is a little bitch and like really hamming it up. And it just got really old really fast. And that's how I would see the Oscars. Just him being obnoxious and like trying to steal the spotlight.
Let's get on to the next subject here. There is a London. Let's get on to the news that the real news here. Just kidding. Don't come at me, Twitter. It's just messing.
Don't at me.
There's a London theater that's charging $52 for movie tickets. How about that? It's $52 for the most premium seats.
What kind of posh bullshit is that?
Mm-hmm. You get a seat that this is why America wins sometimes, because London will try to pull this bullshit. For $52, you get a theater that has a laser projection, a projector installed, a Dolby Atmos sound system, and
that's pretty cool.
A recliner seat. Get this, guys. Get this. With a side table.
That table that really jacks up the rates, really.
So for 52 squid, it could be yours.
God damn it.
No, it's actually,
I really made that a thing, didn't
it's
I?
It's 40 squid, approximately $52 American.
God so, damn it.
Yeah, you can shove that theater up your ass. They have lower tier if you're poor. You know, tickets starting at 10 squid. So you go do that.
Ready.
It's a front
Ready
row.
Freaking out in the chat.
Let's see. MoviePass is back, ladies and gentlemen, and they're promising that they've changed. Do we believe them?
Yeah.
I'm signing back up. How about you guys?
I didn't know you never unsigned.
No, I thought they signed you back up automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? They did. Let's see. You can get the red carpet for all movies, all showtimes, one premium screening for $19.99 a month. Or $24 in some markets. Price depends on geography. Or you can get all movies, all showtimes, no restrictions for $14.95 a month. Or you can get the select for great value selection, special selection of movies just for you. So pretty much a middle finger. Can't go see the good movies.
Yeah. You get to see the second run movies like Black Panther just before it comes out to Blu-ray.
When it's in the smallest theater.
Right, yeah. Right.
And a ticket to see it's actually only
$6.95. It's a $3.95 fee, really. That's it's, you know, all that.
Hulu has announced that they're this shit. Hey guys, you pay for Hulu, that's cool. We're gonna give you commercials when you pause your show.
So it's like porn. They took the Pornhub approach.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
Or so I heard from friends. No, that didn't work.
What? No, what? You know what? My problem with Hulu is that there are commercials to begin with. So the fact that they're bringing more commercials, it turns me off even more to the service. I don't watch TV for a reason. That's why I stream shit on Netflix and whatnot. Like, it's the reason why we use Plex, because your commercial breaks can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
I understand that's how you make your money, but if I'm paying your service fucking $12
a
month, you can shove those commercials up your fucking ass.
Yep. Agreed. 100%. Don't have to add anything to it. Fuck off. Well, hey, guys. Guys, we're finally getting a Sister Act 3.
About fucking time. Fuck Half-Life 3. But, we got Sister Act 3.
But without Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's not coming to theaters. It's going to Disney Plus.
And it's more like a reboot and less like a sequel.
So
I'm not interested in any of this.
Yeah, I saw the headline the other day and I was like, fuck yes, Sister Act. Hell yes. One of Whoopi's best roles. I can't
believe it. Yeah, it really was.
Wait.
I loved
it. And then it was like Whoopi Goldberg, not involved. Why? And then like, it's more like a reimagining of the series.
Who are they
gonna... It's not a fucking sequel.
Who are they going to get? Kevin Hart?
Don't bite your tongue, buddy. Probably. Check IMDb right now. Kevin Hart, Sister Act 3, 2019.
They got him attached.
I was going to say, or it's going to be like Madea. It's going to be what's
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. Don't now, here's the thing. Dare. Like, I hate Tyler. No, I don't hate Tyler Perry. I hate Madea. I hate his bullshit movies. Did you see the story of him this week? Let's talk about something positive real quick.
Mm-hmm.
That he went to like some local Walmarts around wherever he lives in California and paid for all the layaway items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For people for Christmas. Yep. Sorry. That's really cool. I thought that was a really cool thing for him to do. But anyways, Whoopi Goldberg, not in Sister Act 3. Fuck it.
By the way, I want to say he was awesome in Gone Girl. I just want to say that. I liked him in Gone Girl. And also, once again, it was really funny. Someone posted that Kid Rock tried to do the same thing with the layaway things.
He did, didn't he? In Detroit, right?
Detroit. It was funny. Somebody was like, yep, there you go. White dude trying to do what a black guy did second.
Yeah. all right, let's get into some gaming. But before we do, we have two games that we finally are past NDA.
Yes, NDA.
So, NBA. Yeah, NBA.
DNA.
I got DNA.
Yes, I was waiting for that.
All right, so you played Mutant Year Zero Road to Eden,
yes.
Right? So this one is from the Bearded Ladies and published by Funcom, right?
Yes. And Funcom, I believe you're familiar with them. They did the Secret World, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see. I believe it was
Conan, the MMO.
Conan.
Conan.
Yeah. So they've done the Secret World. They also did that one kind of like short game, The Park, that came out. That was pretty cool. Very creepy. Yeah, they did a lot of stuff, but this one's really fun. I liked it a lot. I got to play it last week. I got to play it before it came out, but the NDA wasn't up yet, so I didn't get to talk about it.
Tell me more.
It's really fun. Okay, this game is like XCOM and meets like the post-apocalypse. Kind of like XCOM meets Wasteland in a way. If you guys are the PC players are familiar with that game, you have this kind of isometric view where it's like you see over, everyone's kind of exploring between, or even a cuter way, the new Mario Rabbids, how you could do the exploring between battles.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that in Mutant Year Zero. You control but once again, this is after the apocalypse. So you have a mutated duck named Dux. You've got a warthog named Borman. And then I found one extra character and it was a human, but there's other characters throughout the game. I believe there's like a fox in the game as well that you find.
Was his name
but they're
Fox?
All like these, I'm sorry.
Is his name Fox or Foxy?
I don't know if their name is. I don't know if it's a male, female or whatever, but it's so the game plays like XCOM in the fact that like you take cover behind objects. It's a top down strategy where you kind of pick your movement, pick your attacks. You could sneak up on people. The thing I found, this game has a steep learning curve because you have to really pick and choose your battles. Sometimes you'll walk into a battle as a level 5 and see like level 20 characters, or there'll be like a one. you'll find like equally leveled people, but there'll be like a med bot on site. And once you take someone down, they'll start going at, they'll start like repairing the person or healing them. So it's really fun. You just got to be really strategic. But man, I like it a lot. I said nothing but great things. The graphics have been great. I like the story. I think there's a lot to offer. Right now, if you have Xbox Game Pass, it is available for free on the Game Pass.
Already?
And then it's on Steam. It's on all the other stuff, too. So if you get a chance to check it out, I highly recommend it. It's Mutant Year Zero.
Awesome. I got a code sent to me as well from Rockfish Games.
Nice.
They sent over a code for Everspace on the Nintendo Switch. And
okay.
Oh. We can't talk about it. Damn it.
Oh, is it not up yet?
Nope.
Nope. Oh, never mind.
not until tomorrow at 8 a.m. Tuesday at 8 a.m. And this gets published tonight, so I can't talk about it yet. Next week, I will give you my full review. The embargo lifts tomorrow, so I'll give you my full review on next week's show. Okay? Everspace. It's coming next week.
There you go.
Okay. I'm glad I clicked that fucking link. Yeah, I would have gotten
breaking NDA.
We would have gotten sued. Okay, so check this out. The biggest news of the week, and the biggest news came out of the video game awards happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest news wasn't the actual video game awards; it's what took place in the video game awards, which is Epic opening a new store, right? And they launched it during the video game awards.
Yeah.
And they are in like full steam ahead.
God damn it.
They are taking on Steam like an online, like a console. It's becoming a console war for the PC. It's incredible. There's a ton of stories I have here because of what they're doing. First of all, they're giving developers 88% of each sale. Okay. And right now Valve gives, it's a 70-30 split.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Epic is only going to be taking 12%. So developers all got on and were like, Oh, we love this. This is great. Yeah. I think Valve, I don't know if they're going to take it serious or not, but they really have to, because when the Epic Game Store launched, they launched with exclusives. They've worked with developers to do exclusives on their platform. Like Super Meat Boy is coming out. It's not coming to Steam. It's going to Epic Game Store. Decided that they're going to give away two free games a year. I mean, a year. Two free games a week.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
So two free games a month. I said week, and it's a month. So every... it's crazy right now with what they're doing. So they're giving away Subnautica and Super Meat Boy. And there's no monthly fee for that to happen.
Oh, that's super cool. Ubisoft kind of does that with Uplay, but it's very far and few and far between.
Right. But they've also announced that Super Meat Boy Forever is coming in April it's an exclusive to the Epic Store.
Yeah, it doesn't come I'm looking at Steam right now. It doesn't come to Steam until 2020.
So Jesus. Have
a year fucking like head like advance on that.
Damn. A year. And so I think that Epic is looking at it kind of like a console, to where it's like, we'll get exclusives, we'll pay developers really well because we already make a shit ton of money from everything. They also give away their engine for free. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, what else are you going to do for the PC community? I really feel, and I think we talked about this a little bit before, I really feel like Steam is not going to take this seriously until it's way too fucking late. And I think that comes in a year's time when Epic is just like, we have a full, like, this is just in a full-fledged store that is amazing, because Steam has gotten, it's gotten really heavy, right? So it's really slow to look through the store and to look for things. Nobody likes their deals, the sales that they have anymore. Everybody likes the old way they did it. And I feel like if they don't release some heavy exclusives like Half-Life 3, I think they might be in trouble.
I think even Half-Life 3 can't save them at this point. They got to release something just really completely fresh. They got to reinvent the wheel at this point. They've gotten too comfortable. And I mean, that's the truth.
I think competition is wonderful. I think competition push you. And maybe that's what will happen, is that the competition that they're seeing from these other devs and Epic Game Store will push them to make Steam better. God.
Yeah.
One can only hope.
They still have the same interface and everything.
Because I got a lot of games over there. I got a lot of games on Steam.
Yeah, I was counting. I like 353 games or whatever in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But what happens when they grab an exclusive, a 1 year exclusive with a AAA title?
Well, then they might get some sales in a year, maybe.
No. I'm talking about Epic, and like you already see what's happening with like the Origin Store and stuff like that. Like, you know, all these big titles, Anthem, that's not going to Steam. All these games are staying in house. So Steam will be what, a house of indies?
You know, now not even Call of Duty. Call of Duty's on Activision or Blizzard apps.
It'll be a really interesting year or two to see how this all plays out and to see what happens to Steam. It's really interesting.
Agreed.
So let's go down to here. Microsoft is aiming to bring the Game Pass to every device. I think that we talked about it probably a month ago where Xbox was, you know, they launched their cloud service, right? And so they're testing out the cloud service, and they want to bring that to phones. They want to bring that to tablets. They want to bring streaming Xbox One games to the Switch, all that kind of stuff, like real crazy stuff. Which would be really cool and a lot of fun. And that's why we saw prototypes leaking of gamepads for the iPhone and Android. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool, right?
That's awesome. If you're able to game, just using the cloud or whatever to have like a really good gaming experience on such a small device, that's fucking great. And especially I do like Game Pass. I wish it was cheaper, but I mean, you do get value in it, especially being able to get the day one games, like how EA Origins does it. Like, that's awesome. Being able to play Madden 4 days early and then getting like the gold edition of it, you know?
Just think about what is it? In 2 years, we'll all have 5G phones.
Easily.
And that shit is going to be streaming at what, 100 megabytes per second. So this stuff is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Right around the corner. Will we be paying $500 a month to AT&T for it? Sure.
I'm not even with AT&T. Nope, you still got to pay them.
Yeah, you're going to pay them.
When AT&T comes knocking, your wallet goes dropping.
Your what is dropping?
Your wallet goes dropping.
Okay.
What do you think I said? Pervert.
Bethesda is... That's the only laugh we get out of Doug. Doug has not been into this entire gaming section so far. And then we get a little giggle. Bethesda's back at it, folks.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They are really... They really telling EA to hold their beer right now.
I really felt like this. We talked about this last week, but this just happened this week, where the Bethesda support website leaked a ton of Fallout 76 customer info. Yay!
The people who owned the people who were putting in tickets for their new bag is basically, or the correct bag, are the information that's gone out. Mm-mm. No, we didn't, because it's a new issue every week. This is like fucking
I have another new issue too. People are pissed off again at Bethesda this week, but we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm every week. It feels like every Bethesda story should end with the
okay, you can take a little sip there.
You want me to go more?
Yeah, I thought you were.
That's all I know. That's the only part I know.
You were mid-sentence when I interrupted you, but continue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I said for you to continue. It's your turn now. So Bethesda has leaked a whole bunch of customer info. Another thing for people to get pissed off at, there was home addresses, credit card information, email addresses, names, you name it. It's just, it's fucking awesome. So they're sorry. They'll do better. This week, players got pissed off because Bethesda has been releasing updates with very minimal communication to its fan base. And there was a ton of updates that came in through the patch that were not explained. And then so people started digging and finding out that things were being changed without their knowledge, like inventory spaces being expanded, things, just a ton of updates to like how much the drop rates and what gets pulled from the game. And so there was an outcry today. And so Bethesda responded and was like, guys, we'll do better. We'll communicate what's in the patch. We'll be more transparent. Please fucking please still play this game.
Why are they acting like they haven't made a game before?
Because they haven't made an online game before.
Well, yeah, and also remember, last week they fired everybody, so this is a new team.
There's one guy training everyone.
They are, in fact, new at making games.
Oh, it's an entire new team making everything.
Every time they fuck up, man, they're going to run out of atoms. 500 atoms for you.
They have unlimited atoms, but they're going to run out.
They're going to find a way.
Kev, it means nothing.
They're like, hey, can you check the atoms tank real quick? Do we have enough in there?
It's like actual U.S. currency. It means literally nothing.
You just hear like the sound. They look at the tank and it just drops. You hear the doo.
They shake the tank and it's just like, tink, 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 tink. Oh, I don't think we got enough this week, guys. Still
flowing down the drain.
Like, don't, no fuck ups. We've only got 5 left.
Oh, my God.
Contact Texas. Tell them we need more. We need more atoms.
We got guys working 24/7 producing these atoms.
Hey, this is pretty cool news, right? So say, hypothetical. All right, hypothetical. Say you buy a game for $60, right?
Okay.
And then you play that game, and all of a sudden, it starts displaying in-game ads. You cool with that?
Hold on. Let me see. I think I said something like this before. If I paid for your fucking service, you take your ads and shove them up your fucking ass.
That's so stupid.
The person who's sitting here writing this story says, I'm not too concerned about it. I mean, all real sports have ads, right?
No.
So
here's the thing that kids. Oh, I here's just read
the.
This little...
Did you just read the little thing at the bottom where if you turn the ads off? Yeah, go ahead.
So while you switch off ads, you'll lose extra fight money and access to sponsored material like costumes. What a fucking like,
you'll either have to live with the ads or accept that you won't unlock as much content as your ad friendly peers. What is happening?
Fuck
to
ads, dude. This is turning into goddamn Black Mirror.
What is happening to video games?
I mean, it's just people finding a way to make profit anywhere they can, so they'll sell their ad space. Speaking of, if you want to check out Harry's Razors, please go to harrysrazors.com/the8bit geek /8bit geek to get a free set of razors. But anyways, ads are just really fucking stupid.
They are. Also, check out our Patreon where you can get extra content every day.
God.
Let's talk about the Video Game Awards.
I'm telling you, it's just like, I mean, it is ridiculous when people just try shelling out shit. I mean, like our website at pornhub.com/the8bitgeek.
What?
I mean, it's just.
Who made that?
It's weird to just shill out stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just want to kick back, play some video games, and crack open an ice-cold Coca-Cola. There's nothing better than that refreshing taste.
It's crazy. While you're sipping on that Coca-Cola, you could scroll through and listen to our podcast on Apple's iPhone. The new XR has just been released, and boy, that screen is beautiful with the 8-bit geek content.
Look at this beautiful iPhone XR. It's a good product.
There you go.
It's got all the speeds.
The chat's like, what game are y'all talking about? We're talking about
Street Fighter V. Oh, oh yeah, we
did we not say
we
that?
We didn't
at the beginning
say the
of this?
Name. We said,
oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, hypothetical. That's how we started.
Oh, we are so fucked tonight. Tonight is a train wreck of an episode.
It's Street Fighter 5.
Man, we left you guys shivering with anticipation.
Oh, man. We built that one up, didn't we? Yeah. The Video Game Awards happened this past week, and with it came some pretty damn cool announcements. Number one, the worst trailer of the year goes to Mortal Kombat 11.
Bullshit.
What?
I loved that trailer. Are you really?
Oh, no.
You...
I loved the trailer, Kev. Hated the music.
I didn't even listen to the music. What the fuck was the music? Was it mumble rap? Did we make it?
Yes, Kev.
That is why. Oh, man. I know you weren't in the chat with us because we were in the text chat or whatever, but I was crying. Like, I was, like, laughing so hard I was crying because we had just made a mumble rap joke last week's show.
Yeah.
And sure enough, Mortal Kombat's like, fuck yeah, Mortal Kombat. It was
this is...
Oh, man, I didn't notice that.
Kev, this is exactly what it sounded like. Ready? Doug was onto it. It was... Mortal Kombat.
Oh no!
Yeah, I sent that link in our chat earlier. That was, or it may have been yesterday, but it was just like people are hating the Mortal Kombat the music from the trailer. So here are some variants, and it was like other music that they'd put in, like Benny Hill and all this other stuff instead of that rap song. But then someone took out just all the music, but I guess it still has like the fight sound effects. And they're like, this is a good, now it's an awesome trailer. Like, this is a good trailer. It's just
Okay. I saw that. I just didn't pay attention to any of the music.
How did you not listen to the music when that thing happened?
I was so enthralled with that picture. Plus, I had the volume at halfway because I was watching it with the stream. Like, I was streaming it. So I didn't really pay attention so much to the music, but that's, man, I don't care about that. But the game.
Jared, pull it up.
Looks so good. No, I'm good.
Here, I'll pull it up. Hold on. I'll pull it up.
No, we're going to get like a DMC takedown or whatever.
It's,
Devil May Cry
it's
takedown.
Fine. It's worth it. Especially when we have sponsors like YouTube.
That's youtube.com/the8bitgeek.
Unfortunately, we lost our Tumblr support because they took down all inappropriate material this last
hashtag week, so. Free the nipple.
Yeah. So, whoops.
All right. Here we go.
Just get to the music.
I'm going.
Okay.
Here it is. You a shit taco, we got drunk. You not hear
you
it?
Say you're a shit taco? You gonna get a bullet in your lung for that. Stupid. Draco get me like loose time.
Elfin man on me in a mood sign. Glock 19 in the blue flying. Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
Man.
But the game looks cool.
I swear to God, he said shit taco or something like that.
It's probably it's
shit
probably
talker.
Nice.
I don't know. But,
oh, shit God, talker. Okay. Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. It really the is. Trailer I love, though. Like the just the blood and the effects and everything.
The game looks great, but the music was a horrendous choice.
They said that the game will feature the most customizable characters ever. You can swap out tons of armor, parts, all this other stuff, and make it truly customizable. It will be, they said, the goriest Mortal Kombat game.
Well, I mean, yeah, we'll find out more on January 17th when they make the, they have a whole reveal event NetherRealm's doing. So awesome. That's when we're going to really learn about it. And then the game's already coming out in like, what, April or something like that? April or May? Like, it's going to be like April, early 2019.
Here's something cool. We talked a little bit about Fallout earlier, and many people consider Fallout New Vegas is like the best Fallout, you know. People really love that game. They love it more than Fallout 3 for sure. And people often consider it the most balanced, I guess, the most polished, pretty much the Fallout game everybody really loved. And Obsidian made that one, and then Bethesda said, you ain't making a better game than us. Fuck y'all ain't making another Fallout game. So they decided to make their own called The Outer Worlds, and it's essentially Fallout in space, which is I'm fine with. I'm excited for this one. It looks a lot of fun. Looks like a lot of fun.
It looked like a non-cel-shaded Borderlands.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that too. So that's a lot of fun. There was a huge announcement for the Switch that nobody saw coming. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Which was Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. And it's a Nintendo Switch exclusive.
Yes.
It looks awesome.
It does. I really like the look and feel of it. Coming in 2019?
Yes.
2019, yeah. Maybe?
I also...
I don't know. They didn't give it a date, to be honest.
Did it not say anything in the trailer? I don't remember. Another game that was shown off was Hades, mm-hmm. which looked like a Diablo 3 sort of game. And it comes out it's on the Epic Store, and I think it's available now.
It's in a pre-release or whatever it's called. Early access only on Epic Store. Only.
Yeah. And that was when I was like, oh shit, if that's on the Switch, I'm going to pick that motherfucker up. And then it was like Epic Store, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Epic exclusive.
Yeah.
So that's it. So there are some really cool reveals. Mm-hmm. You know what I didn't know comes out really soon? January 11th is the new Super Mario Brothers Deluxe. Which includes the new Super Mario Brothers and then the new Luigi Brothers.
Yeah. Nice. Those were fun. They came out on the Wii U. I'm sure they're going to refine them.
They added two new characters. And I love the classic 2D scrolling Mario. Mm-hmm. So those games look legit, and I can't wait. Valve makes... I guess this is Valve's response to what happened in Epic. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's good timing. But they made Counter-Strike Go free. And they added Battle Royale.
Smelled that money.
So you get that.
Well, you were saying, hey, Valve, catch up with Epic, and Epic has Fortnite, so here you go.
We should all play it just to review it one night. Guys, can we plan
Counter Strike?
Can we plan? Well, it's free now, Kev.
I have it installed. I mean, I'm ready to go.
Listen, let's plan a drunk gaming night where we play this terrible battle royale game.
We should have a battle royale night. We just go game to game to game.
And we review it while drunk.
Yes.
PUBG, Fortnite.
Blackout.
Blackout. Counter-Strike Go.
No.
Let's do it.
Fucking put it on Elysium. What is that? Ring of Elysium?
Let's do it.
It's another one. It's a free-to-play.
Speaking of Call of Duty Blackout... I called this shit. I said that I thought it was going to happen much later, but they're already breaking it apart. Call of Duty is bundling Black Ops 4 Blackout and multiplayer for $29.99, and they're leaving out zombies. And then in 3 months' time or less, they're going to just offer Blackout for probably $19.99 or cheaper. I guarantee it.
I can see that.
So. And we've come to the last story of the night, which is a lot of fun. I don't know. I ordered one of these on Amazon because I just said, "Ooh, this is the console of a generation." Soldier Boy, tell him. came out with a gaming handheld called the Soldier Boy, or sorry, the Soldier Game handheld, they're selling them for $99. Here's the kicker: it's just an emulator. An emulation box that he put his name on. Like it's already been made, and you can get it for half the price. It's $50 without the Soldier Boy name. Soldier Boy, tell him.
This looks like when you got off those like cheap websites, you know, where they're like, yeah, we've got great devices.
Man, listen to this.
This is bad.
It's got a volume button. It's got a speaker. And you can press two buttons at the same time for a pop-up menu page.
What? It's ahead of its time.
Mm. The description says it's a console for the Switch, 3DS, Vita, Neo Geo, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advanced, handheld game players. And get this, it's marked down right now from $199 for just $99.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Did the Soulja Boy hand deliver it?
Soldier man up in this hole. Take this console. I got nothing.
Also, on his website, while you're picking up the Soulja game handheld, you can pick up the Soulja watch, which is yours for $89, reduced down from $500.
And it's like one of those like slap-on like fucking neon watches from the 80s.
This fucking thing, man.
That's ridiculous. Soulja Boy, what's going on, buddy?
I don't know. But that's we've come to the end of the show. It's all I got for you. That's it for this week.
That's all I got for you. That's a good way to end the show. That's it.
That's my heart and soul right there. Just on a page. With our lips. Lip service.
Hey, speaking of lip service, that's a classic. Subscribed for 12 months in a row.
He loves the lip service.
Wow. Thanks, man.
All right. Until next week, stay tuned for the after show, everybody, because we got a Q&A going. That's what we're going to do. Lately, it's been a little lonely in the after show because people have been talking bits, but get those questions ready. Ask us some shit.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Doug couldn't even say his name without yawning.
I know, man. I was fucking yawning.
Without yawning.
No. So tired. Such a tired boy.
We're going to make sure Doug gets some sleep for next week, so that way he's talkative during the...
We miss you, Doug.
We miss you. All right, until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.